More on the revamping of the National Action Plan for Safeguarding Children in Agriculture today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community, and while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. In yesterday's show, I explained that the National Children's Center for Rural Agricultural Health and Safety in Marshfield, Wisconsin, announced an update to its National Action Plan. Center Director Andrea Swenson says the plan is more than just do's and don'ts for kids working on the farm. For example,
in our public policy section, we have a goal to identify and promote public policy strategies that promote safeguards for all children and young workers in agriculture environments. We seek in the plan to meet that goal through a few different strategies. One is supporting federal, state, and local policies that improve working conditions for young agricultural workers, as well as strengthening social systems affecting families and workers in rural settings.
Swenson says the plan relies on the cooperation of way more than parents just telling kids to take it easy on the ATV.
There's so many individuals who work to safeguard youth and really work to promote agricultural as well as positive youth development. And this plan highlights that need to bring individuals, organizations, and agencies together to both provide support for each other, learn from each other, and engage in evidence-informed strategies across the different issues present in the plan.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.